the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sports. But can some days you just need to take off, have a little recharge? It'll recalibrate your mechanisms so you can get ready for the next stretch run. And after Tuesday Night Football and depleting so many funds from my sports betting account at DraftKings, I needed it, Lundy. But you got a lot of your cash back last night because you had the over on the Dodgers game. Is that correct?
Well, you talked about taking the day off. I'm pretty sure that's what the Braves did. Look, when you're the Dodgers, the over-under in that game was 9.5. And the Dodgers put up an 11 spot in the top of the first. The Braves hadn't even left the field, and the over had already hit. And in fact, if you looked at the live betting, the over-under jumped to 20.5.
Wow.
After that particular first half of the inning. So, yes, I did have the over in that, and in fact went 4-for-4 on my parlay. I had the Strohs, I had the Dodgers, and then I correctly had each of the overs and unders. Had to sweat out that last one a little bit, but managed to be able to have a good day. So you took the day off. I decided to go on tilt. and chased some of my money there at DraftKings on the baseball last night, but I did all right. I did all right.
Smart, yeah. I mean, getting out of the box hotter than basically any individual or team against the New York Jets. So I commend you. I tip my cap to you, my friend. I'd probably ride your heater now. But look, if you want to get in on Major League Baseball, if you want to get in on Week 6 of the NFL upcoming, there's no better place to do it than at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. And don't worry if football isn't for you. As I mentioned, baseball they got, soccer, golf, so much more. Everything under the sun you can wager on right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up and you get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. On this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, we got no NFL action tonight. It's odd. I feel like I'm lost. I don't really know what to do with myself. I'm going to have to actually talk to my family and hang out with them and, yeah, have conversations. But there is a little action when it comes to the pigskin, Lundy, tonight. So we are not completely desperate, or maybe we are, because I am wagering on Georgia State against Arkansas State. Here's what I know about these two schools. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. I don't have any kind of inside information here. All I know is this. I did some research. And you look at the spread. Arkansas State is laying 3.5 in this one at a -112 juice. Georgia State has only played a couple of games so far this season because, well, COVID. They are split right down the middle in terms of record against the spread. Arkansas State 3-2 ATS. Now, model estimates from what I've seen have Arkansas State at a -7. So this seems like a really good value on the surface. And you see what, this team has done. They beat Kansas State earlier this season. Now, they're lousy defensively. They've given up a 94.7 success rate inside the red zone and 36.8 points per game. Georgia State, they're averaging 40 a game, but they're also giving up 31.5. That's why you have a total that's obscene. It's like 72.5 in this contest. 57% of the action is right now on the Panthers, but I am going to take the Red Wolves. There's Wolves in Arkansas, who knew? So I'm going to roll with Arkansas. Arkansas stayed on a hunch at -3.5. I got nothing else to really back it up. Fade or fall?
You've already educated me more than I could have ever possibly known for this game, Brad. I didn't even know what the mascots were. So you've already done a whole lot better. So I don't think I have any choice but to follow you. But I will say this. I'll throw this out there. Might as well have some fun with the public because everybody's on the over. So tell you what, Let's have some fun, and I'll even put it together, and I'll take the under at the same time between two teams that I really don't care about.
72.5! That's the total!
Sure, why not? Under, who cares?
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the NFL and have a look ahead to Week 6 here in the main slate. Remember, we got a doubleheader on Monday night, and we'll have to wait and see what happens with Minnesota-Atlanta, as there were four positive COVID cases revealed this morning for the Atlanta Falcons. So maybe we're going to have more Tuesday night football this week. Who the heck knows? Anyway, we got Baltimore. We got Philadelphia. Good to go for this contest. I'm taking the Eagles plus the 7.5 and a -112 juice. Of course, the public is fading the living daylights out of Philadelphia. 73% of the early public spread ticket action on the Ravens. Now, the Ravens this season, decent against the run, giving up a 3.61 YPC to RB, 7.0 YPA through the air. Philadelphia, very similar in both categories, a 7.4 YPA and 3.35 yards per carry to running backs. Lamar Jackson's not running as much from what we saw last year, and he's not been particularly accurate either. QB25 and adjusted completion percentage. Carson Wentz in a similar tier in that same category, but Travis Fulgham has really emerged for this franchise, making a couple of additional bodies back in that wide receiver core for an upgrade there. This is too many points, and I think old Yar Captain Hook has got to come into play here. So give me the Eagles plus 7.5 against the Ravens. Fade or follow?
I'm going to follow you on this one because I like that hook. This feels like a touchdown type of game. And you're right. Everybody is rolling the other direction, just expecting Philadelphia to roll over and play dead. I don't think that's going to be the case here. And as you said, the Ravens have not, you know, knocked it out of the park here so far this season. I think they're still a really good team. I think they will get into form by the time we get closer to the playoffs. But I'm still seeing some deficiencies both offensively and defensively from the Ravens. And so for that reason, I think that the Eagles can keep this close. So I will follow and I will take the plus 7.5.
Oh, yeah. Philly special and the points.
Number 3.
All right, let's get our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. No clue what exactly MKF is? Well, go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com right now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up. And as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a really simple fantasy game to play. It's just simply over or under. Could be fantasy points, could be receiving yards, could be touchdowns for all of your favorite players. You parlay them together, starting with 2 all the way up to 6. And of course, the more you parlay, the more you hit on, whether over or under, more or less, the more money you win. Go there right now. It's just you against the book at MonkeyKnifeFight.com, promo code FTN. I'm going to go to Indianapolis and talk about Jonathan Taylor, the rookie out of the University of Wisconsin, going to earn his cheese curds in this one. 74.5 rush yards. I'm taking the over against the Bungles. You know, Cincinnati's given up 5.3 yards per carry, 131.4 rush yards per game to the running back positions. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. 5 running backs have gone over this total this season. Now, Taylor, not exactly the object of efficiency so far this year. 2.19 yak per attempt. That makes me want a yak. An 11.2 missed tackle percentage. And over the last 3 games, just 13 carries, 17 carries, 12 carries. He's only gotten over this number once. That was against the Minnesota Vikings. But this feels like a get-right week for the rookie. So give me the over. I think he hits 75-plus on the ground. Fade or follow, Taylor over 74.5 rush yards against Cincy.
Man, oh, man, I do not like this line, Brad, because I think he's going to come really close to that number. I think this one's going to be a little bit tight. I'll tell you what, I'm going to fade you. I'm going to take the under on this one. Yes, I do think it is an opportunity for a get-right game, but, you know, the truth is the Colts should be able to jump out on Cincinnati and get to the point where you've got a negative game script for Cincy, and therefore the Colts can wind up just running the ball, trying to use up the clock. But there's just something about little shot put arm Philip Rivers that I just don't trust right now, Brad. And so I don't know that this is a game that Indy winds up jumping out into the kind of lead where they can afford to just sit there and do student body left, student body right. So because of that, I'm actually going to fade you. I'm going to take the under. I think he breaks 70, but that 75 just feels like just a touch too much for me to feel comfortable.
Yeah, Philly Rivers definitely throws iron footballs.
Number two.
All right, let's work in a little action here on my Chicago Bears going up against the Carolina Panthers. This has been a fascinating line movement game so far here in the early week. You look at Carolina, the line opened at -3 for the Panthers. It's been bet down now to -1.5. So the Bears fans are coming in with bags of cash, and they're throwing it on Chicago, and I'm fading the living daylights out of them because this is one of the worst, maybe the possibly the worst 4-1 team in NFL history. Now, the Bears on the season defensively, they have been extraordinary against the pass, giving up just 6.4 yards per attempt through the air. However, their vulnerability is on the ground, surrendering 4.54 yards per carry to running backs. That's huge news for Mike Davis, who has filled the shoes of Christian McCaffrey brilliantly. Now, Carolina, in their own right, has had their struggles in the trenches, giving up 5.12 yards per carry to rushers. That's great news for Mandatory Montgomery. The Panthers have actually allowed less in the YPA category, 6.3, than Kyle Fuller and company. I think this is going to be tight. It's going to be close. And I think the Bears, they're going to be humbled. This team should not be 4-1. I'm not buying it any way, shape, or form. And I think Carolina gets them with this explosive across-the-board offense under Joe Brady. Fade or follow me, maybe a little reverse psychology on my part, the Panthers -1.5.
I'll go ahead and follow you on this one, Brad, because I'm with you in terms of who the Bears are at 4-1. I mean, come on. I know the saying is, you know, you are what your record says you are. No, not in this case. I'm not buying that, man. No, I think this is one where Carolina sneaks up on them. I think you're right that we've got everybody in Illinois jumping on the Bears with the gobs of cash, and they are going to be crying in their old styles, Brad. They're not going to be happy with this one by the time they're done after they lose to the lowly Carolina Panthers. I will follow. I'll give up the points.
Yeah, I am definitely going to reverse psychology. I love you, Bears, but you're going to suffer your second losses.
Number one.
All right, last one. Speaking of a team that knows all about losing, how about the New York Jets going up against Miami? Another line we've seen significant movement with here so far this week. It is now at 9.5 for the Dolphins at DraftKings Sportsbook with a -112 juice. It opened at -8.5. And understandably, everybody is laying some action down on the Fins. 64% of the public spread tickets indeed leaning that direction. Look, you look at the Jets, 8.3 YP allowed, 4.6 yards per carry surrendered to the running back position. Miami has mirrored the Jets in terms of YPA, 8.3. They've also given up even more yards on the ground on a per carry basis at 4.9. You got the Le'Veon Bell fallout, who interestingly may sign with Miami. He's cut his list down, and the Dolphins are one of the teams he's kicking around along with the Bills, reportedly, and also the Kansas City Chiefs. Wouldn't that be hilarious if Le'Veon signs on the dotted line in time for this contest to go toe-to-toe or at least have a stare down on the opposite sideline with Adam Gase and his incompetency overall? Now, the Jets, this is one of the more fascinating stats I uncovered, London, using the FTN Daily Trench Tool. The Jets are number three and adjusted line yards allowed in terms of fewest in that category on the defensive line, yet they are dead last in missed tackles. They have whiffed 60 times by our guys' count so far on open field tackles. It's remarkable. So the Jets crash and burn yet again. Miami wins this one by double figures. Ryan Fitzpatrick will go bananas. Devontae Parker, Miles Gaskin. And again, those death stares potentially from Le'Veon Bell across the field on the sideline. So fade or follow me on Miami -9.5.
This is an easy follow, Brad. Dude, you had me at Jets, okay?
Right.
Like, we don't even have to get into the advanced analytics. We don't have to dive into the missed tackles, which is an obscenely ugly
number. It's crazy.
We don't have to do any of that. As soon as you said Jets, I was like, oh, yeah, take the other side. I don't even care what the spread is. Brad, this could climb to 10, 11, maybe even 12.
I'd still take Miami.
And I would still take Miami because I just feel like this is the Jets are awful. I'm going to bet against them. The other thing, you know, on Miami's side, Brad, we talked about this on the TV show this week. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is trying to make sure that he keeps his job.
Yeah.
He's trying to hold Tua at bay right now, which means he's got a little extra motivation in terms of how he performs. I could easily see him coming out and throwing down another great stat line. And if that is the case, this is double figures and then some for the Dolphins.
Yeah, expect the Jets to fall to 0-6 against the spread this season. God, they're awful. Just so, can we contract them? Can we promote Alabama or somebody else from the SEC to take their spot in the East? Oh, it's unbelievable. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed of the Noise podcast. Please follow Nate Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. You follow me, at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.